Hey everyone, and welcome to the TRX Procast, kicking off an exciting journey into fitness entrepreneurship in the vibrant landscape of 2024. Hope you've had a good start to the new year. I'm Nathan DiRosario, your host, and we're thrilled to embark on season three of the TRX Procast with a lineup that's bound to inspire. Today's episode is a very special one featuring Sean Greeley, CEO and founder of NPE, as we unravel the secrets behind the seven-figure fitness entrepreneur roadmap. As we journey into the new year, we have an array of incredible guests lined up, including our very own CEO, Jack Daly, a conversation I'm really looking forward to. He'll be joining us in future episodes, along with some very special guests. So fasten your seatbelts for an enlightening discussion with Sean Greeley and get ready for a season filled with insights, strategies, and success stories from the world of fitness entrepreneurship. Without further ado, welcome to season three of the TRX podcast.
So I'm Sean Greeley, founder and CEO of NPE. I'm a dad of three boys, a husband, father, business owner. My background was an athlete, turned personal trainer, turned multi-location studio owner. And when I was 26 years old, I got diagnosed with stage four melanoma cancer. Didn't know if I'd be dead in a year. A really pivotal time in my life. And I asked myself a very big existential question and said, if I'm only around for a year, what do I want to do the rest of my life? And for me, the answer that came from that was help as many people as I could. And I had a lot of friends that were fitness professionals, that were studio owners, and struggling with all the challenges of where do I find clients? I'm working too many hours. How do I make money? And I just started helping my friends solve those problems. Had no vision of starting a business, but I saw my friends and people I was supporting grow from 2,000 a month to 90 days later, they're earning 20,000 a month and up. And that led to some really fulfillment around that for me on helping them and seeing the impact that made in their life, their family's life, the clients they were able to help as a result of the growth in their business. And founding NPE in July of 2006. And now 17 years later, we have now served over 53,000 businesses in 96 countries. We have a global team based in the US, Canada, UK, and Australia. And we live, eat, and breathe helping boutique studio gym owners and fit pros grow six, seven, eight figure businesses.
And that's a really good story. Just to go back slightly, when you were a personal trainer, was you finding it a struggle to the things that you're helping with now via NPE? Was you finding that a struggle yourself as a personal trainer, as a boutique owner, but there wasn't really business there like yourselves now to really help those trainers and those boutiques get started and get to that figure, that seven figure business?
Absolutely. My strength is really about, I look at problems and I look for patterns and create systems because that's what I need for myself. And there really was no support around, or very limited support around, to solve all the challenges that our industry is facing. And we've been really some of the original players in the space of helping small business grow. And certainly we've been around the longest. And I don't know many people that have supported more for this segment of the market than we have globally. I don't know anyone who's done it for as long as we have and made as impact as we have.
I don't think there's still anyone to this day, not to your level anyway, that's really helping the needs of trainers from all levels, really, all the way up to boutique gym owners that have got 40 doors, for example. I don't know anyone, especially in the UK where I'm based, there isn't anyone doing what you're doing to that level anyway. It's hats off to you and the team for really finding a need within our industry, but also just excelling in it as well. In terms of, we're here to focus more on your fitness entrepreneur road, how to get to that seven figure. Can you just go through kind of the key stages that outline that roadmap itself?
Yeah, well, I think to kind of tee it up, we work with people who generally love fitness and they're passionate and great at delivering fitness outcomes to clients, but they're average or weak in the business side of things. And that's where we come in and help close the gap. And I think there's a lot of problems to be solved in our industry today. There is rapid growth in an industry, a ton of franchises, a ton of different models. You look at every corner, there's a different logo and brand today.
Yeah.
And that's a big deal. There's also rapid model evolution. I mean, we've gone in the last 20 years from private training to all group training to semi-private to online coaching to health, wellness, recovery, integrated medicine. It just keeps expanding rapidly, the models of how we serve customers and how we design great client experiences that deliver value to the customer. And things are becoming more and more high tech every day. I think all of those are really threats that everyone needs to be aware of. And what we've focused on is really learning how to solve three main problems that fitness businesses and fitness professionals face. Number one, that is getting more clients, and everybody plateaus at some point in your skills of marketing sales to bring new people in the door, or you're balancing delivery and services management to keep people in the door, and everybody plateaus. And at some point you got to unlock and how to drive consistent net client growth and really get a place to where you can sell out whatever capacity is you have and feel confident about continued investment in business expansion. That's number one, get more clients. Number two is everybody gets to the point where they're working too many hours. At the end of the day, if you're good at what you do and you're in a services business, you are going to run out of time and run out of energy. And you have to put a lot of work in place to build systems and build team and get to a place where you, instead of building a job that you become a slave to, but you really build a role of being a business owner because you've built a team underneath you that can support operations and management and leadership. And the third main thing is along the journey of getting clients and working too many hours, everybody finds that they're burning cash and that there's a lot of work to be done to figure out the financial pieces and economics that you can go from stressed about cash flow and reinvestment required in the business and all the economics that make it tough to where you can get the business profitable, good cash flow, and where you can stack cash to fund your first or next location. And those are the three things that we really help people do: sell out with a wait list, take profitable holidays, and stack cash. And we do that across multiple segments of the industry. We work with solopreneurs just starting out.
Yeah.
Most fitness professionals we find a lot in our industry start as a side hustle, start as a part-time gig. And if you learn a little bit and you get passionate, then you will start making $1,000, $2,000, $3,000 or pounds a month. But it's enough to be inspired to go after, but it's not enough to pay your bills. And we help people put systems in place, generally get to a six-figure income run rate within about 6 months if they have some good competency. But that is, it's just great because if you go from making no money to, or barely money, to be able to full-time earning professional income, that's the first milestone to cross. However, it's not the place to stop that because you still have a job. You're trading time for money. If you stop work, you stop getting paid and you're restricted by so many aspects of if someone gets sick, if you get sick, if you need to travel, all those things, you're really locked in. And you don't have that freedom. At that point, you're going to want to have leverage beyond that. For some people, they start to do some online stuff, which is great. We help a lot of people build online income streams and client base. But for most of our industry, still a passion is around getting your own studio or gym, which is great because these are great, really, if you do it right, become financial assets that you can sell as opposed to just an income stream. And however, most independent studio gym owners that decide that they've got some competency, they have some clients, they have some income, they open a facility, and they have no idea what they're doing. And so all the mistakes start before at the time they decide to open without any strategy or plan or systems in place. And if you are in a boutique studio gym and your unit economics are you're earning less than 40K a month in revenue, I can tell you that you're in the most difficult phase of entrepreneurship there is, because you don't have enough revenue to really fund a team. Yeah. And so you're having to work all the hours in the business, morning, noon, and night. You're having to try to find some energy to work on the business when you're not working in the business. And it's the most difficult phase. If you're in that phase, you cannot stay there. You're going to burn out and your health relationships will really suffer. You got to make a commitment to go through. When you're in hell, keep on going. Get to the other side of that, recommit to what you need to do, get to that place for your 40K a month plus. When you're there, you've got enough revenue to feel confident investing in team. You start to get stability in revenue, you start to get stability in team. You can start to have some freedom to where all of a sudden you don't have to be there every morning. You don't have to be there every night. You don't have to be there every weekend. You start to have your semblance of a life back and some time for your health and some time for your relationships, which is great. The upper end of that range, when we start to get 60, 70, 80K plus a month, is where people start to get a manager in place for a facility. And this is where now, when you get the right manager in place and the right team in place, you now make that transition from being a business operator to being an owner, where you can really go away for 2 weeks, for 2 months, and the thing makes money. And we have people every day that celebrate. They've taken a vacation. Their business has hit a best month ever while they've been away. And they were able to enjoy time with their family, which is dramatic, life-changing. If you spent 5, 10, 15, 20 years grinding as an operator, all of a sudden, it's hard to even imagine what you would do with freedom and an income stream. And there's a lot of time to be reinvested back in your health, back in your family, and which is great. And then you're also increasing capacity. Now you've built, the hardest thing is to do location number one. The next hardest is location number two. But the sweet spot here is really, we like to see people between 2 to 5 locations. Generally at that level, they have an income of between $500,000 and $1 million a year. They have a team in place of GMs that run the facilities, and they've now built an asset that's really worth something upon exit. At the end of working in this industry for 20 years or something, you can go sell a portfolio group that's worth over $1 million on exit, as opposed to just turning your keys and you're done, which is where most people unfortunately finish their career.
Yeah.
Because they didn't have a systems, they didn't have a plan in place to really build something that was worth more than just trading their time for money. So those are the phases that we help people go through to become a 7-figure fitness entrepreneur and really get the benefits that all that delivers if you do it right: income, freedom, and an asset. And ultimately, the best part about this, if you're passionate about the industry, is the only way you get to that place is if you do the things that allow you to help more clients transform their lives in fitness and help more incredible professionals create career opportunities in the fitness industry. And I don't know, if we're not doing that, what else are we doing? That is what it's all about at the end of the day.
That's true. Really good points there, Sean. Do you find, because I know you're a global company and you're working with people from all over the world in all walks of life, are these the most common challenges that you're seeing across the board? Are they very similar no matter where you're located in terms of the challenges people are facing and why they're giving you guys a call in the first place?
Yep, those are the three problems we solve. People that have flatline growth in clients, people that are working too many hours, and people that are burning cash. Those are the three things to figure out. When you're going from startup to 7 figures, you got to figure out those things and the nuances of those at each stage of going from 0 to 10K a month, from 10 to 20K a month, from 20 to 30 to 40 to 50K a month, all the way up to 800K a month. There's nuances of solving those challenges at each stage of growth. And definitely what gets you from 0 to 10 or 0 to 20, it's going to have to change dramatically at the next stage and the next stage. All of those are important talking points for anyone as you're listening and thinking about where are you now, what's possible for you in the next 5-10 years, and where do you want to go?
All right, Sean, thank you. And then in terms of, I suppose the way I look at MPE is that it's a partnership with the business that you're trying to help, and they have to put the efforts in as well. Have you found challenges with certain customers that are just expecting you to just do it, reach the level, they're moving on to you? Does it have to be that partnership, or you come in to kind of, we'll take over, this is a strategy that we will implement? How does it kind of work between businesses?
Yeah, great question. I like to say this is very much like fitness and driving success with clients of fitness. Have you ever had someone think they can give you money and just get a six pack? It doesn't work that way, right? We can give you the frameworks, the strategies, the tools, the coaching support. We give you 80% of what is going to get you there, but that 20% is on you. You're the one, you got to earn. Success is earned, not given. You got to push the weight. You got to put the right foods in your mouth. You got to go to bed at night, right? You got to implement the marketing. You got to sell the clients. You got to lead and develop the team, right? All those things are what you have to do. No one can do it for you. And I think a lot of people have been lied to, and there's a lot of skepticism because there's a lot of claims in the market of if you just hire somebody to provide some done for you service, that's going to solve all your problems. And frankly, that's one of the most dangerous things. So you don't want to be outsourcing the most important strategies that ultimately determine your success or failure. You want to be investing in learning and building your internal playbook and have the right advisors and support around you. But it's you have to build that competency in-house if you want to ensure your continued success. And learning how to work through challenges and phases, that's where the real value is in becoming a sustainable success as a business owner and entrepreneur.
What about people, because of COVID, a lot of people flipped and they went fully online, and they're still online now. We're not talking necessarily about opening gym doors and so on and so forth, but it's still that fundamental of growing your client base. Is there different strategies that you've had to implement or even learn yourself for people that are just purely now online, offering services online, whether that's Zoom videos, whether that's PDF with programs? How has that kind of evolved over the last 2 or 3 years, specifically for you as a business, but also for the clients that come to you just for that online service?
It's a great question. And I think there's been tremendous iteration, learning, development on this last few years. Pre-COVID, this kind of segment of online coaching, remote coaching, was a very niche piece of our industry. And I think most of all, because a lot of coaches weren't really educated and didn't want to go there, but also because the market wasn't willing to accept or didn't want it and couldn't imagine a world where they talked to someone remotely and they got what they needed and delivered the value. But all that's changed, and the market is willing to accept a lot more of working with providers in this relationship. I think there's also been a lot of learning on an innovation on the provider side. And I think this is where some of the continued challenges lie. A lot of people we talk to, especially early stage fit pros, maybe they've got some experience with clients, but they say, I want to build an online business. Well, what does that mean? Right. It could be in a million things, right? People aren't very clear around their model. They think, I'm going to work out with clients on Zoom, or I'm going to sell PDFs, or I'm going to sell videos, or I'm going to sell it. Like, what does that really mean? Right. There's a lack of clarity for right business model, and then how you grow that business model, and what are the market segments that those models work well with, and what are the segments they don't work well with, right? So those are good conversations in general. NNP, we work with people that are service providers who really want to love coaching and want to serve a market as a coach. Now we provide tools and different ways to scale that in delivery and delivery of the value stream and the client base. But ultimately, we work with people who want to coach, and they're really passionate about product leadership and about client results. That's who we work with. I feel like there's been so many people in our space that if it wasn't fitness, it would be crypto they're into this month and this season of another fad. Yeah. That's not what we do. That's not who we work with. We work with long-term, passionate industry professionals that are coaches that are looking for better ways to deliver value to the market and create a model that serves themselves and their families and is going to be sustainable long-term. And again, building those three things, building income, building freedom, and building an asset. Those are the things to be done.
Do you have any, I suppose not success stories or anything like that, and we could talk about that shortly, but anyone that's come to you, say with a moderately successful business and they've opened a lot of bricks and mortar facilities, but then want to pivot and focus a bit more online, or vice versa. Yeah. You've had someone that's gone online that now wants to look at opening is their first facility. Have people kind of come to you for a different, not a different skill set, but a different way of growing their business, not just retaining clients, which is fundamental, but doing it in a different way?
Absolutely. I mean, we do both, right? Where people, and really that is the, I think the, where we bring a lot of experience to the table is it's about understanding where you're at as a human and as a professional and as your season of life. What are your values and what's important to you? And do you want income? Do you want time freedom? Do you want an asset? Do you want all three? And I kind of look at business models as a car. Some people want to drive a truck. Some people want to drive a sports car, right? It's kind of what is your flavor and what's appropriate for the season. I mean, we have at my house, we have a Tesla Model X, which we love. And we have now, but now we have a four-year-old, and then we just had twins, and now we need three car seats. Now I've got the Tesla, and I had to go get the Mercedes 300D van because I need three car seats in the van for now this new phase of life. I think business models are around what's appropriate for you at this stage of life and what you value, and what, as you're building competency and skills, where can you leverage that? And what are the skills and the systems you need to go acquire to go express that in new ways? Certainly my journey, I was a fitness professional, and then I was a studio owner, and I was a multiple location studio owner. We deal with people who have been a part-time coach, a full-time coach, and then a studio owner. We deal with people who are a studio owner, but really not in a good model, or different things happen. And now they decide they want the flexibility and freedom of being an online coach. And with people who've been an online coach who then now want to do a brick and mortar studio and go scale location in multiple units, all the above. And you can be successful. You can create value in the market. You can create impact results for you in all these ways. It's really about, what do you want to do? And what are you passionate about? And what is the right fit and the right pieces that help you express your short and long-term vision and fulfillment best? And that's the fun of the game, helping people figure that out and helping them put the systems and tools in place to go execute.
Without giving your business away completely, is there any kind of specific strategies or techniques that you would recommend to our listeners on attracting and retaining clients and actually starting to grow that momentum in growing their business? Is there any things that you think are fundamental to people looking to start a business or in their business they're struggling? Is there any strategies or techniques that you would recommend?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think that the most important thing for anybody starting out is to get a business plan. A lot of people jump right into marketing tactics, right? And asking questions around, what should I do for social media? And should I do digital advertising and other things? When really that's not the first question to answer. The first question to answer is, what are your goals that you want as a business owner? And what's your business plan look like to go achieve that? So we have to answer some questions. And what does success look like to you? What do you want for output from the business? What is the business model? And then we go through the other pieces of, okay, cool. What does the team look like? What if you need a team, or if you don't need a team at this phase, depending on where you're at? What does the delivery model look like? What does operational excellence look like in really serving the customer? And then we get into sales and marketing and acquisition. But I think so many people jump right into marketing tactics or acquisition tactics when really that's not, most of the times when people are struggling with marketing, the root cause of that, we like to say business strategy trumps marketing strategy. If I'm trying to market something, but I don't even know who is my target, what am I selling to them at what price point, why should they buy, why am I qualified to deliver this value and how I'm positioned and speaking about that? If I don't have a clear business strategy and plan, then I'm never going to have success in marketing. But conversely, if I get very clear on my business plan, I keep it very simple. We like to help people create a one-page business plan. We help them define these things, and really the offer, the avatar, the messaging, the packaging, pricing, all that's really included in the first step of this. And then I get very clear on my sales strategy. I know when I get a lead, how do I have a conversation with them, lead them to make a commitment and help them, support them to say yes to what's going to change their life. Then we get into marketing and marketing strategy and lead generation. And that's probably the first thing I'd start with, is that the biggest mistake I see is everybody's like, give me the marketing tactic. Give me the magic pill, right? Give me the one exercise that I do to my stomach. Do I do sit-ups? No, that's not really where we start in fitness. Same thing, it's not really where we start in business if we want to create sustainable success. All that said, start with your business plan. Those are things that matter. But I'm happy. I'm a wide open book. I'm happy to talk more, go deeper on specific of when you have that in place. Then we want to look at your 90-day marketing plan and really create a good plan across. We like to teach 5 strategies for lead generation. Depending on your stage of growth and your size of business, we might need 1 or 2 of those. We might need 3 of those, or we might use all 5.
Right. Going back to
the initial question, we have a lot of examples here at TRX with our community, because a lot of people think, oh, I need to get on social media straight away and start showing exercises of me coaching people on the TRX, or even the coach itself being on the TRX suspension training in particular, because it's a high value, we think a high value fitness video across social media channels. And we have a lot of people within our community that have that, I suppose, that following across social media. One example, I won't go into specifics, but they've got a few hundred thousand people following them on their social media channels. They enjoy their videos, but actually their client base is really, really low. And it kind of clicked for them to say, look, I didn't actually have an idea of getting clients. I just assumed that by posting videos regularly of what I'm doing and how I'm training clients and getting those followers would then convert to clients. And it's not been the case at all. I think it's really important what you've said. Yes, you can have the marketing strategy and it can look great, but actually, if you don't really have a strategy for actually how you get clients, then all of that is just kind of the icing on the cake without the cake, right? That's really good advice, Sean.
I'll just add to that. Sure. We have a number of clients that would be considered fitness influencers, and this fact that they have a very big Instagram following, they get a lot of likes, engagement on content, but they come to us because they tell us, that does not translate into a business. That is not money. That is not clients. That is not a plan, right? And if you want to be an influencer, right, and you want to get a big social following and you want to make money off sharing your discount for protein powder code, that's a different business model, right? Which is one model. But if you really want to be a coach, then you need to have a fitness services model and plan and all that entails. Yeah. And the great thing is you don't need to have hardly any following to go make a six-figure. I mean, we have clients that are in six-figure income who might have 200 followers on Instagram and that's it. And you don't need that. You need the right things that achieve your business outcomes. And I think that's a big misconception. A lot of people think they need a big following. They need to have a bunch of great photography and video assets. They need the social likes, engagement. And you actually don't need any of that. And none of that translates to success, because I will tell you, we have a lot of people that have all that it's not doing anything for them. That's why they come and they want support to actually build a real business that's sustainable and where they can be of service and make an impact.
Let's go back to MPE as a business overall. Was any kind of pivotal moments or any lessons that you've actually learned or your colleagues have actually learned that's like significantly influenced your approach to kind of helping people within the fitness industry? Have you had to evolve over the years in terms of the services that people provide in, or what we've talked about when people have gone online? Is there any kind of point that you can really think, well, we've had to not change tack, but actually learn ourselves to actually help the businesses that we're looking after?
Oh, of course. We are 17 years in business. And I'll tell you, we are constantly learning, growing, innovating. We make huge investments in R&D, in testing and development. We're collecting data from all of our businesses we serve around the world every single month. And we use that to inform the understanding, the problems at each stage of growth, the solutions needed at each stage, and then evolving the strategies and the tactics. But I think one of the things you'll hear us speak about often is the strategies and tactics may change, the principles do not, right? When you really learn the principles of success, you want to stay true to those and keep those as your North Star. And be flexible with strategies and tactics that will evolve over time. I mean, I mean, especially the phase we're in right now, as we talked about, with the competition is growing, models are evolving rapidly, and everything is becoming more high tech. Anybody that thinks you can do today what you did 5 years ago and you're not going to get your lunch eaten, you're out of your mind. You have to be innovating and growing. You have to be investing in support around you to innovate and grow and upgrade your systems and strategies and tactics and playbooks to be successful. That is not optional. That is mandatory. And I think there's still, however, a lot of people in industry that don't see that as a must have. They don't have, like, it's almost fitness. I think everybody should have a line item in your budget for investing in fitness. It's not optional. It's mandatory if you want to be healthy and live a long life. Well, same thing. If you want to be a career professional and or a business owner, you should be making an investment in your development and professional education. You can continue to be successful. I mean, there's no prize for being the person who fails the most, right?
Yeah.
and may not make it at the end of the day. The prize comes from putting the right support around you and allowing you and your team to do more of what you do best and integrate great knowledge and systems and tools into your stack of how you do more of that better, more efficiently.
I think that's really important, Sean, because what we're seeing, and even in my experiences, I used to be a personal trainer myself, is that a lot of people within the industry, and I think this is why retention is so difficult at the moment for a lot of businesses to keep their trainers or actually make a career as personal training, because they're sold, I don't suppose, not necessarily a dream, but they think, yes, I'll get my qualifications or my standard qualifications and that's it. I can walk into a gym and all these clients will come to me. They don't necessarily look at continuing to evolve in terms of further educating themselves from a coaching perspective, but also looking at it from a business point of view. And that's what I mentioned earlier in the conversation. I don't really see anyone like your business that to your level that's really helping from a business perspective, but also to really share that you also need to keep developing in yourself as a coach. Things are evolving. There wasn't anything as kind of recovery areas in gyms. It used to be a mat with a few lightweights, but now people are more getting educated about the recovery side. That's the education part. It's also, how do you create that business or that experience within your facility or your coaching online to really cater for the needs of people now? And that's where I think a lot of trainers in particular, business owners aside, but actual coaches themselves are really struggling to get more clients in because they're not actually thinking about themselves as well in terms of how do I keep developing? They're just kind of assuming that clients are coming. And when that doesn't happen, that's when they quit the industry and off they go to do something else because it hasn't happened in the first. I think it's really important you got what you guys are doing from a business point of view, but also to say, look, you also need to be investing in yourself fundamentally. I think that's a really key point from our perspective anyway.
Yeah. And whether you're in fitness or you want to go sell mortgages or sell cars or anything you want to do in life, if you're everywhere you go, there you are. You're going to run into the same obstacles wherever you go in any industry. Everybody, if you want to be around long term, you've got to make strategic investments of money and time into your development to continue to make an impact. And gosh, it's just fun. I don't know. I have such a passion for learning, growing, but it's exciting where you can create and deliver more value to better serve people, your clients, your team. That I couldn't imagine. I'd be bored out of my mind if I wasn't learning and growing. If that resonates with you, I'd tell you you're on the right path. Continue to have fun with this stuff because it is fun. And that's what unlocks all the growth opportunities is your continued investments that you'll make time and money into your own professional development for years to come.
How do you foresee the future of the fitness industry evolving and kind of what implications might it have for people that are using your services that are aiming for growth and sustainability over the next few years? How, in your opinion, where do you see things changing and evolving over the next few years?
Yeah. I mean, I think the industry is the great thing. We're all in a growth industry. Fitness is growing. It's going to continue to grow. There's a tremendous amount of money that continues to be in all aspects. And what used to be very different segments of the market of fitness equipment and gym, large health clubs and boutique studios and trainers and wearables and tech and medicine. It's all becoming more and more integrated because rather than all these really segmented offerings and services, the power becomes a lot now into integrating these things into great experiences and how to remove friction for the client. Ultimately, how to help them deliver more value and create more success. And what we see in the forefront right now, I mean, just to give some trend lines was, as I talked about earlier, everything was all about, we started with this thing with personal training. And then we went into the season of decade plus of everybody was swung all group training.
Yeah.
And now we've become oversaturating large group fitness HIIT models and programming. And everybody's doing the same thing, going after the same 20 to 30 year old demographic customer with a race to the bottom on price. And it's the same thing with different logo and paint on the door. We're now seeing a big swing of growth of really semi-private, medium to high price service offerings where people, the customer's getting smarter. They want more personalized support and coaching and programming. They want more testing and assessment and data. Yeah. They value the data and how businesses use that data to then provide better experiences and ultimately lead clients to more success long-term. I mean, I just got off a call with some of our clients that run the most exclusive gym in all of Australia. And they sold out location number one. They're about to sell location number two and they're planning the next three. And they are right now on the forefront of bringing a lot of stuff to Australia that has been in the US for a little while. US is where a lot of innovation occurs and then it kind of filters out into a lot of the other markets. But we're just seeing, especially for the best quality customer is 40, 50 year olds, 60 year olds. They have money, they value their health, and they understand that taking what was fragmented data from your doctor over here in medicine and from your blood work and from your nutritionist and from your fitness coach is now starting to integrate those worlds of where we bring the data together, we bring the services together, and we really provide more value at scale for the customer is what is the key. When you can look at multi-year history of your blood work, of health data and benchmarks, and really helping someone to advise you and support you in integrating these things. And at the end of the day, 80% of results come from the fundamentals. It's how you train, it's your sleep and your stress and your recovery and what that shows an impact on your blood work and how we tune that up and so on. We look at those things and we continue to watch them and we continue to focus on how we understand them and provide value. That's where you're going to continue to be around and relevant for 20 years plus and have great clients, retain them for 20 years plus, deliver value for 20 years plus, and have a lot of fun. I mean, if you love coaching, you love people and you love serving yeah. people. And that's where it gets exciting. We can be making an impact on someone's life for decades, not for just a few months. And that's the future of what we're seeing now and where I think we're going to continue to go. And the people that have a passion for serving and making an impact, if you stay down that track, you're going to see that outcome when you, again, apply the right business processes and systems and strategies and model that allow you to express that long-term.
Just a little bit to add on to that one, from a holistic point of view now for businesses that are looking after their clients, I suppose back in my day as a personal trainer, it wasn't necessarily all evolving. And what I mean by that is you would get your client in the programming in the facility. And then apart from maybe a phone call or messages, you wouldn't necessarily have to look after that client until they next came back into the facility. Now we're seeing all the things that you've mentioned in terms of sleep, diet, blood testing. It's becoming, I think, not necessarily a 24/7 business, but I think certain clients now are expecting that kind of, well, what are you doing outside of the gym? What are you doing outside of that business from a group training point of view, personal training point of view? Have you had to help businesses cater for clients kind of outside of their, I suppose, their core business, just because, I suppose, to not to keep their business going, but also because of the trends that you're seeing now, it is becoming a bit more of a holistic approach and not just when you're seeing that client for that hour or that hour and a half or for that induction. It's more about what people are doing outside of your bricks and mortar now. Have you found that's been changed and evolved over the years as well?
Yeah, it's one of the big principles we talk about. I talked about principles that are fundamental. And one of those big principles we teach is don't sell sessions, sell programs, right? And that's one of the big unlocks is I think a lot of people, their mindset is I sell time, I sell sessions, that's what I do. And really anyone can provide a session. A session isn't really what people want. It doesn't really provide a lot of value at the end of the day. It's just a thing we got to do. What you should be selling is a program. And a program we like to define as a path to solve a problem or achieve a goal. And ideally, not a small problem or goal, but a solve a big problem or goal, right? That's really what provides the value. And that's what you can charge. That's what people will buy. And that's what you can charge for. And so if we're focused on creating and delivering programs, then those become integrated holistic experiences. And the great thing is that's the unlock, is it doesn't matter if the client's on holiday this week, if they're going away for 2 weeks, it's that we're providing a program and we're providing a value for a year at a time, let's say. And that's typically how we have some of our top clients sell. They sell 6 or 12 months and they don't sell sessions and no one's tracking the session. And did I use my session? It's not about the session. It's about the work we're doing over this period of time to solve this problem, achieve this goal. And then we're integrating experiences, the wearables, the testing, how all that data comes together and surfaced and reviewed, how you alerts pop to the client and to the coach. And again, what I think is the other opportunity is really thinking about your role. There are generalists who just provide a service. I'm a personal trainer. Yeah. There are specialists who I'm a personal trainer who specializes in kids or bodybuilding or whatever. Then there's experts, right? I really am someone who's an expert, a subject matter expert at helping these people solve this problem or achieve this goal. And when you move up the realm from generalist to specialist to expert, number one, there's always demand for people who are the best. No one wants the cheapest personal trainer. Everyone wants the best personal trainer, right? And you are focused on providing value to the market, not selling your time. And that's where you'll have as much business as you want for as long as you want. And your people never want to leave because you are providing that value and they value the work you do together and the outcomes that you create together.
Could you share a success story, a business that you've helped grow that people could be familiar with or not necessarily familiar with, but has really kind of not owed the success to MPE, but kind of really excelled in what they're doing because of the support that you've been giving them over the years or months, if you wouldn't mind?
There's so many. Honestly, I get as jazzed by the smaller clients as I do the big clients. And we've worked with certainly everybody from a personal trainer getting his first few clients. I think about, we had a guy got certified, was in a different industry, had a health scare, had a fitness transformation, was just passionate about fitness and wanted to go get certified. Got certified, came to us, no clients, no income. We helped him build his business up to 13,000 a month over about 12 months time. He went from zero to about 13,000 a month. I retired his wife. She stayed home to take care of the young kids. And then he said, this is great. Now I want to open a gym. And then he spent about a year banging his head against the wall, trying to find the right location, the right lease. And we helped him through all that stuff. And then he opened his own facility with a team in place. And about a month after he opened, his daughter got airlifted to hospital and developed childhood diabetes. And she was in the hospital for about a month. And he sent me a note and said, I'm grateful, not just how you helped me leave my previous industry and start my career, but open my facility. And now I can spend a month in the hospital with my daughter. My clients are being served. My staff are training them and looking after them. Everything is running. And now I have the freedom to be there for my family when it matters. And if I didn't do all these things, I would have a job, but I wouldn't have freedom. I couldn't stop working because I'd stop getting paid and everything would fall apart. That kind of stuff is really meaningful to make to Absolutely. Me and speaks to the impact of why it matters, not just become develop an income, but to really build a business that grows beyond you. It's because it gives you that freedom. It allows you to be there for the people that matter in your life and to make a bigger impact in the world. Which is, we have clients who've been with us and been in a struggling model of a typical CrossFit type gym and then rebranded and evolved the model and then started a new model and a new brand. And they've gone from barely paying their bills and paying themselves to now they're doing millions in revenue. We've helped a lot of people, so many success stories of the years, people that are startups we've seen go to 100 franchises. We've have clients that are the top privately owned groups in the world. We've worked with some of the big public companies now, been clients of ours. I actually get excited about all of it. I just like seeing people, good people win. I like seeing people put in the work to be successful long-term, seeing them thrive over years and what it looks like at every stage of growth. I mean, every stage is exciting. Every stage has new challenges to overcome and things that if that scare you, but you learn how to face them, deal with them, break through them, and then get to the other side. And that's the journey of entrepreneurship. And it's just a fun thing. And it's about If you love personal growth, if you love facing challenges, learning, figuring things out, growing, and then seeing the impact of that and rewards of that, then being an entrepreneur is for you and being a business owner is for you. But just get the right support around you, because that's where you can shortcut the learning curve tremendously and ensure that you're going to be around for years to come and make an impact in the world.
We're coming to the end now, Sean. Just want to thank you for your time and joining us. And I'm sure the listeners will find this conversation as beneficial as I found it. In terms of your inspiration, who's kind of inspired you? Who have you learned from to really give you that motivation or the, not perspective, I suppose, but the get up and go to kind of drive the MPE business as well as long to help people, but also that you've learned from? Is there anyone in particular or any business that you've seen that's really kind of inspired you over the last few years?
Oh gosh. I mean, I'm fortunate. I've been able to have tremendous mentors and consultants we work with. We have some great partners, great grants and companies that we work with, TRX and the team you guys have. And you realize it's a small world at the top. The more you kind of climb the ladder, the great brands and the great companies are it's a short list. I'm grateful for all the mentors and coaches. I mean, honestly, I think the part of the question you asked was what motivates me to get up every day and go to work. And I think I grew up in a family of entrepreneurship. So I watched my dad build a commercial real estate company from nothing to something of significance. Both my grandfathers served in the military and did things in business. And it was ingrained in me from a young age to serve, to make an impact, a work ethic, a drive. And I don't know what I'd do. I could not go play golf and go to the beach. I wouldn't enjoy myself. This is what I love to do.
Yeah.
And it's part of who I am. It's not what I do. It's who I am. And when you find out your passion, your purpose, and you get to go do it every day, I mean, that's what it's all about. That's been my journey over the years. But I'm so grateful for so much support that I have in my team, and others have helped us along the way and continue to inspire us to be better and make an impact and learn and grow.
And just to wrap up the last question, in terms of MPE and yourself, where can people find more information? You've got a website. Are you quite good on social media? Can people find out personal information about you, but are you quite active across social media? Where can people find out more information?
Well, definitely come say hi. My social media, you can find me on Instagram or LinkedIn at Sean Greeley. You'll find me, or at NP Fitness is our company account. Our website is npfitness.com. I'm not a social media influencer, and it's not my goal or mission or purpose, but we do publish some great content. We've got some great stuff we share. We're going to be ramping a bit of that more short form stuff for 2024. Come say hello. Come say hi. We've got some great free resources we give out. We do a live workshop every week. If you're interested to learn more about some of the growth strategies we teach, we do 90 minutes every week, twice a week for global time zones. I do one of them. One of my staff does the other one. And come say hi. Come download some of our tools and trainings. Come attend a live workshop. We look forward to meeting with you and hopefully connecting at some point online and maybe in person at an event down the road.
I'll make sure that we stick that all in the show notes as well. So for people that are listening that want quick access to it, make sure you check the show notes and get access to what Sean's doing and the fantastic he's doing with his team at MPE. Sean, thank you very much for your time. Really appreciate it. And like I say, I'm sure the listeners will find this conversation like really inspiring and very informative as well.
Thank you, Nate.
Thank you for tuning in to this enlightening episode of the TRX Procast. We hope you've enjoyed the start of season 3. A huge thank you to our incredible guest, Sean Greeley, CEO and founder of NPE. Sean, your insights into scaling fitness businesses and navigating the fitness business landscape have been truly invaluable. To our listeners, we hope you've gained valuable strategies and inspiration to elevate your fitness ventures. Don't forget to check out NPE for more resources and guidance on the 7-figure fitness entrepreneur roadmap. Remember, success in the fitness industry is a journey, and with the right guidance and determination, the possibilities are limitless. Stay tuned for more engaging conversations and insights on the TRX Procast. Until next time, keep pushing boundaries, chasing dreams, and thriving in your fitness entrepreneur endeavors. This is Nathan DiRosario signing off. Catch you on the next episode of the TRX Procast.